What's up, guys? Welcome to Instagram Marketing Secrets, episode 107. Today's episode, we are going over four ways you are probably wasting money on your ad spend. I'm talking about Facebook and Instagram mostly, but this is also in relation to wherever you're spending advertising dollar, these rules will apply. I'm just going to be talking about the exact technical side of Facebook and Instagram, and you'll know how to apply it to wherever you're running ads. If you do Pinterest ads, LinkedIn ads, YouTube ads, or magazine ads, who cares? There's still some general rules of advertising I'm going to talk about that is probably going to pertain to why your ads are not working right now. And trust me, guys, I've spent a lot of money on ads. I've done a lot of things wrong, and I've also done a lot of things right. And I'm going to tell you the things that I wish someone would have told me before I started running ads. Now, the cool thing about today's episode is I am actually not doing an advertiser today. However, I will fill the advertising space on my own because I would like to put out a message that if you would like your business to be promoted right here, then I would love to talk to you. I am opening up some advertising spots on the podcast, only things that I would totally vouch for, things that I would actually stand behind, entrepreneur related, marketing related, things that are actually going to help the listeners and are actually good to let you guys know about are the only things that I would allow. But I'm sick of these Anchor and Spotify ads, and the person who's supposed to be finding me new advertisers is doing a shit job. So I'm putting it out to you guys. If you know of someone that might want to advertise here, or you would like to inquire about that, then please just DM me at IGM Secrets. Let me know, and we can hopefully get something worked out. But again, guys, don't worry. I'm not going to let anyone on the podcast that's like, oh, you got to try Cholula hot sauce. Okay. I'm not going to sell out. I'm just going to find people that are actually businesses I'd like to promote to you. And also, if you'd like to get interviewed on the Instagram Marketing Secrets podcast, go ahead and shoot me a DM to apply for that. The people that I've had on in the past, especially the course creators, have sold a bunch of courses just from coming on the podcast. So if you think this audience could really identify what you have to bring to the market too, shoot me a DM and we can see if you coming on the podcast would be a good idea for everyone. All right, guys, let's get started with this episode. So we got four things that we're going to be going over that a lot of you are probably doing wrong. The first one is that your audiences that you're advertising to are way too big at your current ad spend. For instance, a lot of people will go into the Facebook ads and they'll say, oh, people, let's say that I'm selling a fitness product, all right? They say, oh, people who are interested in fitness and are also interested in the gym and are also interested in fitness accessories and are also interested in this, but they're not doing and are also. They're not narrowing the audience down with these interests. They're saying, is interested in this or this or this or this or this. And what that does is when you say interested in fitness, it's like, okay, 14 million people. Okay, cool. Or interested in fitness accessories. Cool. Now it's at 21 million people. Or interested in this. And you're advertising to an audience of like 100 million people with $5 to $15 a day on ad spend, and you're not getting sales. And the reason why is because people need to see an offer multiple times before they buy. It's so rare that they see an ad one time and buy it. It has to be exactly what they needed, or it has to be something that's free, usually to get them to convert the first time, like a free guide or a free opt-in into something, or how you're going to actually get them to act on something the first time. But if you're just saying, this product's on sale, it's normally $120, right now it's $70. They're going to have to see that ad multiple times, and they're probably going to have to see multiple ads from you in order to convert. So when you're advertising to an audience that's, we'll even say, over 500,000 people, the amount of advertising dollar that you have to spend to get a lot of those people to see your ad more than seven times is a ton of money, and it's a ton of time. It would take like $10 ad spend per day. It would take you like 4 months at that level before it would start getting to that level. And then you've spent all this money and you don't even fully know if your ad works or not yet. Because the thing is, if your ad isn't showing at a frequency of at least over four or five, the frequency number when you go into Facebook, which is just the average people on this list have seen this ad this many times, until that gets higher, like when you get a frequency of even 3, that means that there's probably been some people who have seen the ad 10 times and some people who have only seen it once, right? It's like the average. But until at least some of the more interested people have seen it at least 7 times, you don't even know if your ads or your offer is working. So it makes it very difficult to even know if you should pull the plug or not, because you're like, I don't know if my ad sucks or it just hasn't shown to them enough times to work. And along with that too, if they're having to wait 4 months to see it 7 times, they've probably already lost interest. So you really have to aggressively target people within a short window and just over-advertise to them for a couple weeks. It's not even over-advertising, but you know, aggressively advertise for a couple weeks and then just be like, and just get a yes or no from them, right? Rather than, oh yeah, every week or so I pop up and the ad shows to them again, and then they might watch the video a little bit longer each time. You have to more aggressively take on these smaller markets. So knowing this, when you're creating your ad sets, stop making it so it's tons of people, like anything over 500,000. I really recommend, especially if you're brand new to running ads for a product, I don't even mean brand new at all. Like, you can be a very advanced, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, and you're probably already doing this, but you know, pick an audience that you find or you feel like is going to be a extremely targeted audience, and then advertise to them a bunch for a week or two, and then see if it works. And pick a couple of these smaller audiences. So basically, what you would do is, if you're selling these fitness products, you don't go in there and say, "Is interested in fitness, or interested in this, or interested in this." And the reason why, apart from the size of the audience, is because you'll never know where that sale came from. So you should never use an or statement with your interest-based targeting. You should never say, is interested in fitness or is interested in the gym. Because then when someone buys, you don't know which ad set or which audience there got you the sale. So you don't know how to tweak your ads. So if you were going to do that, you would run ads to people interested in fitness, and then you'd have a separate ad set of people interested in the gym. Both of those are still going to be way too big though. So instead, you say is interested in fitness and is interested in the gym and is interested in fitness accessories, and then is, you know, males and females could probably both buy this, but females more typically buy it. Okay, cool. Only run it to females then. All right, a lot of people think, oh, well, I bet males would buy it too. You know, I bet some 55-year-olds would buy it. I bet there are some 19-year-olds who would buy it. And you think, what is the max amount of people that I could sell my offer to? And you don't refine your audience. So instead, be like, you know, sure, 45-year-olds would buy it, but honestly, it's much easier to sell this product to people who are between 22 and 29. That's just the bulk of who buy it. Okay, just do 22 to 29 then. Well, you know, a lot of girls benefit from it, but it's more of a guy workout machine because they care about, making their neck bigger more than girls do typically. There's plenty of girls that do though. Okay, cool. Only advertise it to men then, because this is your starting audience and you're just trying to say, who is my exact dream customer? And what I want you to do when you imagine that is to think of one person, like create your dream customer and think, you know, my perfect customer is Billy. He's age 29. He just started working out. He's been doing it for a couple months. He's not really seeing the results he wants. He also doesn't like driving to the gym very often, so he needs something to work out at home. So that's why he would buy this thing, and he'd probably do it in the evenings after work because he works a 9-to-5, and when he gets home, he doesn't have enough energy to go to the gym. He also has to cook dinner for him and his fiance, and then he only has like 20 to 30 minutes to work out. So that is my ideal client. Then advertise to that person, because if you can't close your ideal client, you can't close your semi-ideal clients. So you need to be very specific about who your target audience is at the beginning and try a couple different ad sets, right? You don't want to just do one guess, but be like, you know what? Okay, that Billy right there, he's probably a dream customer. But another one, I bet Cheryl, age 39, she's divorced, you know, just do the whole thing again and just like try to imagine what you think is your dream customer. And then make a couple different ad sets advertising to this, you know, 50,000 or less size audience is what I would recommend, because that 50,000 or less size audience, now you can run ads for like a week and get a lot of them to see it multiple times or even a couple weeks and actually get data that is conclusive. So whether your ad converts or not is great. We just want to know, right? Like if you need to pull it, then pull it. If the ads aren't working, if the offer's not working, then you would want to know as soon as possible to pull it rather than run ads for months to, you know, these audience sizes of millions of people and then never really have conclusive data because most of the people have only seen the ad 1 to 3 times and some of them were really interested and they're like, oh, the next time I see that ad, I'll probably buy. And then they never saw your ad again. Right? Think about the last thing that you bought on social media and then ask yourself how many times you watched or saw an ad from them before you bought. For me, it's usually like 10 times, 10 or 15 times. So if you're not following that rule of marketing, you're not getting conclusive data. So pick a smaller audience size. It's a global marketplace. If you're selling e-commerce products generally, right? Most people can ship internationally. So you have the opportunity to be picky. You should be picky. There's 7 billion people in the world. So stop being like, you know what? I bet about 4 billion of them could buy my offer. Yes, they could, but those people who are semi-interested would need to see your ad 30 times. The people who are really interested would need to see your ad 4 times. And only one of them is profitable. So start thinking and narrowing in on your dream customer when you're doing this, because if you're not, like the rule is kind of, if they don't see it at least 7 times, then they're probably not going to buy. People usually need to see it more than that. And I think that rule is, if anything, has gone up nowadays. So go with smaller audience sizes, go with a couple different ones, layer those interests. They have to be interested in this and this, not or this, okay? So click on the narrow further button and get really targeted with it would be the first thing that you need to do when testing any new kind of offer. Scaling is when you start, all right, let's go to these audiences that I don't think would be as interested, but it's converting so well with the highly interested people that I bet it will convert at least okay with the mildly interested people. And that's why when you scale, you're going to lose profitability because you're not going to more interested audiences. You're going to, let me go to slightly interested, like people who have been working out for like a week. Let me try to advertise to, what I think those people would be interested in, click their interest and what I think their age would be. And let's expand. That's what the scaling looks like. But you have to start down with, if I can't be profitable with this audience, then I can't be profitable with anyone, probably, right? And you want to give yourself conclusive data as quick as possible. The second thing that we want to talk about is how much money you actually have to spend. Because some people say, yeah, you can boost a post for like $5. Like you can. If you just want some more likes and some more followers, then just boost some posts every once in a while. I am talking about getting into Facebook Ads Manager and running like an actual campaign where you're trying to sell a product or service or course effectively and not just, oh, I boosted a post that I talked about my ad. Like that would get you no sales. You shouldn't waste your money there. In fact, honestly, guys, boosting a post is never going to be as good as if you went into Ads Manager and boosted the post from there, because you can just, when you get to the ad, the final step of the 3 steps, you would just do select post for your ad, and then you would select whatever Instagram post that you want to promote. And that's a good way to learn a little bit of the basics behind Ads Manager if you're not really ready to sell a product yet, but you want to promote a post and you were going to do, oh, I was just going to throw $10 at it. Go into Ads Manager, so it's business.facebook.com, and create an ad and go through and make a campaign and an ad set. And you have so many more options with the ad set than you would if you did it from your phone. And then when you get to the part where you're choosing the ad, just go to select post and choose your Instagram post and then just boost it essentially the same. But you'll get way more analytics on it and you'll actually get a taste for what running a Facebook or Instagram ad looks like. So I would totally recommend you do that if you're not really ready to run a full campaign yet. But the thing is, guys, is Facebook's algorithm needs money to work, okay? So if you're trying to sell a product and you say, you know what, I'm just going to create this one ad, turn it up to $5 a day, And if someone buys it, great, I'll turn up the ad set, the ad budget. Otherwise, I'm cutting it. You won't know if your ad is working or not. If people are buying, then it's working extremely well because they're needing to see it one time before they buy, which is just not the case, right? But the thing is Facebook needs data. It is a data-driven advertising system, and that is why it is some of the most profitable advertising that's ever existed, especially, you know, 5 years ago when it was even cheaper. And now it's more fairly priced, okay? This is something Gary Vaynerchuk talked about a lot with, like, oh, yeah, when I started doing Google AdWords, it was way underpriced, and now it's more fair priced. Facebook ads and Instagram ads are kind of the same thing. It was, like, ridiculously cheap at the beginning if you were early to it, and now it's more expensive per impression, I'll say. However, their algorithm has improved at the same time. So that's why it still has about the same profitability potential that it used to, just because there's so many more things that you can do in Facebook Ads Manager to give it the proper data. And it has so much more data collected over those years on people of what they've bought. Because even the purchases they buy from other companies still gives Facebook data about whether they would buy your stuff or not. So they're going off so much data. But until you've run your ads for a while, it never exits out of the learning phase. So if you've ever ran an ad, you'd see it says learning at the beginning. And when it's in the learning phase, you can't even really tell if the ad is working or not, you know, unless it's been in the learning phase forever, which the only reason it can't exit the learning phase is if it's not getting enough conversions. So whether that be link clicks, landing page views, or like a registration of some kind, or even a purchase, these conversions that you can set for your ad, the campaign of your ad has some kind of target, right? Are we going for link clicks or landing page views or, you know, email registrations or whatever. If you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry about it. But you need to get a certain amount of conversions. So if your ad is like not very good and you're not getting a lot of conversions within a short window, it will never exit the learning phase. And then, yeah, that is conclusive data that you need to make a better ad. But a lot of times people have ads that are converting okay, but they're not putting enough money into it. They'll even put like $3 a day, $5 a day. $10 a day is the minimum that I would do per ad set, okay? So if you have like a campaign and you have three ad sets and each one of those ad sets has one ad in it and you have $10 campaign budget and Facebook is just dividing that up, it's not going to be enough to ever exit the learning phase. And if you don't exit the learning phase, then you can't get to that point where you're going to get conclusive data. So you're going to need to spend – this is – please do not think I'm saying these are actual numbers. This is a hypothetical situation. Let's say that you would need to spend $50 on a certain ad until it would exit the learning phase. Don't make that take a week. Make it take a couple days. You're going to spend the money anyway. So you should, when you start an ad campaign, it's okay to do some tests with lower budget. But when you're actually like, okay, time to sell this thing, then you need to be putting at least $10 per ad set, if not more like 15 or 20, and then just get your data within a couple days rather than a couple weeks is really what you're doing. Because otherwise you wouldn't have, if you were running $10 a day, it would take you a couple weeks to get the data to know if you should pull it or not anyways. So you might as well just spend it a little bit quicker so that Facebook can actually get the amount of traffic and data it needs to exit the learning phase and actually know who you're looking for. And then get your overall data, you know, within a week instead of a couple weeks. So don't do $5 a day on your cold ad and $2 a day on your retargeting ad and think that you're going to get conclusive data. And that is really, guys, the theme of everything I'm saying here is that if your marketing efforts work, awesome. You want it to give you conclusive data of why. If your marketing doesn't work, it doesn't matter as long as it gives you conclusive data as to why. Otherwise, if, you know, like in the scenario before that I was talking about in the, with, you know, oh, they're interested in the gym or they're interested in this or they're interested in this, you don't know where the sale came from. So even if you're getting sales, you don't know where it's coming from. So you don't know how to scale. If you are running ads and you're running such small ad set budget to a huge audience and it's not converting, but your frequency is 1.05, you don't know. It's not working, but you don't know why. You don't know if it actually needs to be pulled or what the reason is. So when you market, the goal is whether it works or not, just make sure it gives you conclusive data as to whether it does, okay? And then one more thing, guys, because I talked about ad set optimization versus campaign. This is a very basic question, but it gets asked a lot. Anyone who starts ask this question, so I'm just going to answer it real quick. Campaign budget optimization is when you say, Facebook, I got 10 bucks. Just divide it amongst all the ad sets and not all the ads I gave you, however you want, and you figure it out. That's okay if you were going to like go out of town for a month. I'm like, I'm going to turn this ad on. I'm going out of town for a month. That's about the only time I would do it. Even then, I'm going to be checking it on my phone. But you're just giving Facebook the reins for what's called pruning. And pruning is just, you know, this ad set's not working, so I'm going to give it less money and such like that. But what it does is it gives a lot of money to this ad set, then a lot of money to this ad set, then a lot of money to the next one. And it tests it for you. Like that, right? Until it has conclusive data. However, if you are willing to just monitor your ads over the next couple days, which most people are and are more than willing to, like you're on it all the time. You're like, oh my God, did anyone buy yet? It's much better to do ad set optimization. So you have a campaign, you have an ad set, and then you have an ad. Okay. The campaign is what are we trying to do? The ad set is the audience that you're marketing to, and the ad is the actual ad that they're going to see. And it's just going to split that money up randomly when you do campaign budget until it has conclusive data. But when you do ad set, you can be like, you know, 10 for this one, 10 for this one, 10 for this one. And then you can see which ads are performing best. And you can be like, you know what, I'm going to lower this ad set to 5 and up this one to 15. And you can make those calls quicker than Facebook can, okay? Your eyes can actually see trends a little bit quicker than Facebook's algorithm. It's not that they're not seeing it. It's that Facebook is designed that it's going to spend a decent amount of money before it makes any decisions is kind of what I see when campaign budget optimization happens. So it's always just better to have more control if you're going to be able to monitor it. So I recommend ad set optimization for that reason. Let's go into point number 3. Retargeting is key. It's said that in e-commerce that 70% of your sales should be coming from your retargeting ads. And the super sad thing is a lot of people don't even have those set up. And a retargeting ad is just, let's say I'm running an ad for a fitness product and someone says, oh, cool, that's pretty sweet. I'm going to click on that. And they click on it, they view the page, and then they leave.
Hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
It's better that I then spend my money on advertising to that person 5 to 7 times over the next week than it is for me to then show this ad one time to a bunch more people. So because they've already raised their hand. So your cold ad, the one that is just, I don't know if these people are interested, I'm just going to put in their interests or a lookalike audience or whatever. So Facebook shows them the ad and then we'll see if they click on it or not. Anyone who clicks on it should be set up to see a lot more ads after. Anyone who adds it to cart should be seeing a lot more ads after, and the ad should be specific to what you already know about them. If someone has added it to cart but not purchased, you know that with Facebook's data and you can create ads using that data. So what would you tell someone? Oh, they left it in the cart. Hey, your cart's almost complete, blah, 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 whatever. You need those ads. You need that ad. You need every type of ad for someone who's cold, warm, and hot. And if you only have cold ads, you don't have conclusive data because people will say, ooh, that's cool. Click on it. And then it's 4 days before they see your ad again. And then it's another 8 days before they see it. And then they don't see it again because you turned it off because it wasn't working. And that you're wondering why no one bought, and it's because everyone saw it one time. and they're like, cool, and they clicked on it, and people who clicked on it didn't then get retargeted. So if they click on it, then make sure you say, okay, I know they're at least interested in the idea of the product, but they must be missing some information. So for my warm ad, like anyone who clicks on the product's page but doesn't add to cart, I'm going to show them an ad that gives them a little bit more value. I'm going to show them an ad that tells them why the deal is ending soon. I'm going to show them an ad that's essentially the frequently asked questions that handles a major objection around the product. And let's see if that converts them. Let's see if that's the reason why they were on the fence before. And then some of those people do buy, and then some of them do click, and then some of them add to cart. And oh, damn, I got them here. They've added it to cart, but they haven't purchased yet. Why do you think that is? It's probably because they're missing this information. Maybe they need a testimonial. Maybe they love the idea of it, but they're not sure if it's going to work right. So I'm going to send them a testimonial ad from one of my customers that's talking about how much they love it. That is actually how you close someone, because what is actually happening here, I always like to make an example of, think about it if you were selling to them in person. So if you were like a farmer's market person sitting behind the booth, someone comes up, if you only run cold ads, it's like you say, we got lettuce here. And then they say, ooh, lettuce, I need some. And then you just sat there and said nothing. And you're like, why aren't they buying? I'm not saying anything. I said, we got lettuce. And they said, I love lettuce. And then I didn't say anything else. Why aren't they buying? That's what it's like if you don't have retargeting ads going. So you can't get conclusive data on if your offer and your ads are working or not. So you have to have retargeting set up. And that's why when people tackle paid ads on their own and they think, oh, I'm just going to, I've seen ads out there. I know what ads are like. You're going to fuck up so bad. You're going to waste so much money. It is not easy, okay? You have to go into it with this mindset that it's not easy. So should you pay for some knowledge on this, for some consulting on this? Absolutely, because otherwise you're going to pay way more on wasting money. I promise you. Facebook ads is a graveyard of ad spend for 80%, I'll say, of the people that do it, okay? So, and for the 20% that it works for, they're millionaires, okay? So you want to make it work, and you should do it because you're running a business, and all a business is spending money to make money, and Facebook and Instagram ads are still the number one way to run paid traffic nowadays because it still is a really effectively priced, and most importantly, they have more data than any other company about people. They have more data on people than any other company. So that's why it's the most targeted. And that's what matters most in advertising, is you're selling to the proper person to begin with. So yeah, you want to be on there. You want to make it work. You want to spend some money, and don't be afraid to lose money. But I'm just saying, a lot of people will spend thousands of dollars unprofitably and then ask like for advice on it. And I'm like, yeah, I know exactly what you did wrong. And you spent all this money. So I'm not usually the paid ad consultant in every single industry, but I could be for certain ones. If you want to ask me for some advice, just DM me. But if there's someone that you know of that could help you, this is something that I would absolutely recommend getting some consulting on, because it's very difficult to do out of the gate correct the first time. Because most of you are like, retargeting, I didn't even know that. I was just going to boost my post. Why would I need some help with boosting my post? It's because anyone who's actually making money with Facebook ads has so much stuff going on behind the scenes that you're not seeing. So I'm trying to acknowledge that for you guys to know, like, if you're going to take this on, yes, you should. Good idea. Absolutely do it. And two, just be cautious. Know what you're doing. Listen to more material like this, or go out there and get the help that you're going to need in order to get the results that you're wanting. Because if you can create a profitable stream of income from running ads, then you have created a profitable stream of income for yourself. You have created an automatic income stream of, I spend a dollar on advertising and make $1.85 back, or $3 and make $7.90 back, whatever. Like, hopefully it's very high ROI, but even if it's profitable, then there's a new income stream for your business, and it's going to grow you your following a lot too, because these ads are being run from your account. So it's great in that sense. Fourth thing we're going to talk about is that you need an opt-in before running to the offer. And there's various ways that this can happen. So the reason why, guys, is because it helps you retarget organically. So let's say that I'm running an ad to sell this fitness accessory that we keep talking about, and there's 25% going on right now. There's two ways you can do it. And honestly, the only real answer to this is test it. But generally, when you run to an email collection page and then the offer page, it is more profitable for people. The reason why is because you would run an ad to a page that says, claim your 25% off coupon, name and email. They get the coupon sent to them, or it brings them to the next page right away and it just tells them the coupon. Either way, you got their email. Now what you can do is you can set up free retargeting with that email if they haven't bought. So after a day, hey, just following up on that. After a couple days, hey, here's some more value. After a couple more days, here's some testimonials. And if they still don't close and they don't unsubscribe, which most people don't unsubscribe, okay? Like, please don't never be worried about that. And if they unsubscribe, it's the same thing as if they unfollow you on Instagram. They were never going to buy. So who cares? So yeah, it gives you this ability to follow up with them organically. So that's why the ROI can be a lot higher. And the other thing is sometimes, guys, you want to run ads to an offer that you don't know is going to work yet. And when that happens,
are you interested in small businesses? My name is David C. Barnett, and I've been podcasting and producing YouTube videos about buying, selling, financing, and managing small and medium-sized businesses for almost 10 years. I'm a former business broker and have owned and operated several businesses, and I've been advising business owners since the 1990s. Each week, I create a new podcast which answers one of your questions, and I've always got amazing, exciting guests. You can find me on YouTube by going to smallbusinessanddealmakingpodcast.com or just search David Barnett Small Business in any podcasting app to find me. I look forward to seeing you around.
If it doesn't work, you can either be left with a ton of ad spend that didn't work, or you can be left with a ton of ad spend that didn't work and a bunch of emails that are at least in your market. And now when you do like a future product debut, you at least have a couple hundred, a couple thousand emails out of it, right? And you'd be like, yeah, they didn't buy that other offer before, but you know, now they're on our list. We know they're at least in this market, and that is a lot more valuable than if we had none of them, okay? So it protects you better as well, but it also commits the customer to the process a little bit more, having an easier first step than, here's a product, go ahead and click add to cart, then add all of your details and all of this other stuff. But you can collect the email, and then you can have them get like closed individually as well, right? So when you collect the email, then you can have that person get a personalized automated sequence after, where it says, it gives them those, you know, value emails that I talked about. But then maybe after a week, it says the deal is ending tomorrow. And then that next day it says it closes in 4 hours. That is another benefit of email marketing, is that you can set people up on their automated deals just for them, right? You can set up the coupon code for them. And if you want to get really technical, you can set up the expiration, but it's not a big deal. You know, ultimately, you just want to give people some kind of deadline on sales, right? Because if you don't give them a deadline, then you never get a yes or no. They just stay in maybe zone all the time. And it's a very key component of sales, of get a yes or no. And then if they say no, then survey them. But most people just like never even survey, because they're just like, they never got a hard yes or no, because they just say, yeah, it's on sale, and they're waiting for you to buy. Like, give people deals and deadlines, and if they don't buy by that deadline, then count it as a no and move on. But those no's are really useful for you to know what to do in your business. Again, get conclusive data is the main point of marketing. You would be a great marketer if all you did is everything you did was set up in a way that gave you conclusive data, so you always knew what to do next. And being a great marketer is just that your first ad is usually really good, and it doesn't take you 7 tries before test, finally I got it. But you can be a good marketer and just test enough to finally get there. But the better you get, the more you can guess like which one of your ads is gonna work. I had a student in my social launch formula course the other day. He was running like 5 different ads, and I was like, oh, this one's gonna convert the best. And like a week after, he's like, I don't know how you knew, but yeah, that one converted the best. And I was like, hey, you just kind of get a, you get used to seeing enough data that you know what's going to work after a while. Like the guy I coach with, Dan Henry, he's like, I hardly even need to create like split tests anymore. I just already know like the best way to write it from the beginning. And he's a true genius with copywriting, and something to strive for and something, you know, you will naturally get better at over time. So know that you shouldn't expect a ton of results at the beginning, purely because you're a beginner as well. So you don't want to have too high of expectations because that makes you quit something that you shouldn't quit, right? So some other ways to have an opt-in page before you get to the offer. Another way would be if you have like a free ebook, and maybe the ebook is directly in line with your offer. So for instance, if you're an interior designer and you have an ebook that's five things you need to ask a designer before working with them so you don't get ripped off, who's going to download that ebook? People who are just about to buy interior design, right? They're like, oh, we were just about to do that. Otherwise, they wouldn't give a shit about that ebook, right? So they would download it, and then on the next page, then it could take them to like booking a consultation call with you or something like that. But now you have their email first off, and now you can keep marketing to these people without always spending to do so. And the other thing this allows you to do is if you run ads for like a week or two and it doesn't work, but then you collect emails, then what you can do is change your offer and then make a special deal just to those emails and then see if that works. So maybe let's say you had a buy one for $20 and it wasn't converting, but you had all these emails and you're like, I'm not sure why it's not working. And so you turn off your ads because it's unprofitable. Then the next week later, you can say, hey, it's 2 for $30, and see if that works. And if that works, great. Then you can turn that into paid ads. So that's why it's really important to have an organic audience, because if you have a significant organic audience, you can test your offers to them. And then if it works, then spend money on paid ads. So guys, that's why by far and away, you're never going to hear me stop talking about it, because it's the best thing you can do on social media. If you run a giveaway for the offer that you're trying to sell, how many times do people need to see an ad that is, hey, enter this giveaway to see if you want to win? They need to see it one or two times. So that rule that I told you at the beginning of, they need to see it seven times, that only applies when you're asking for money. It doesn't apply when you're asking them to do something for free. So do you want to spend seven times the amount that you would have to test it, whether they're going to convert or not, versus just running an ad that says, enter to win. If you want to win this fitness accessory, enter to win here. They need to see that ad one or two times before deciding if they want to enter. Then if they enter, they give their email. If you guys know my giveaway strategy, you know what I'm going to talk about here, but I'm going to sum it up for the rest of you who don't. Then after they give your email, then they go to the next step where it says to gain additional entry steps, follow on Instagram, like us on Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube, comment on our YouTube video, comment on our blog post, follow us on Pinterest, follow us on LinkedIn, follow us on Twitter, follow us on TikTok, like this TikTok video, whatever you want. You do not do all of those things, but you pick 4 to 6 of them that your business needs at that time, and you create those as additional entry steps. So what that does is you say, anyone who's interested in this fitness accessory, follow me on these 5 platforms. Now that you're following me on these 5 platforms, and I know you want that specific thing that you entered in a giveaway for, if I can't close you through my organic marketing, through email, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, wherever I got you, then I know that I can't close you. But you just spent 1/7 of the advertising to gain all of that contact information from them and then get conclusive data from remarketing to them after. Because again, guys, you can only get such conclusive data when you're like, yeah, we ran the ad to interested in fitness, also interested in gym, also interested in fitness accessories. And then our other ad set was interested in workout routines, interested in nutrition and this. And then we had a third one that was made up too, and none of them worked. You still don't know if it worked or not, because maybe you needed to invent a couple more ad sets before it worked. However, the most targeted audience you can possibly get is through a giveaway for a specific offer. Do you want to win this thing? Okay, if you want to win this specific fitness accessory. This thing that is good for you to hang up on your door and you can do back pull-ups on. If you want to win this specific thing because it solves the exact problem you're looking for, then go ahead to enter here. If you can't sell to that audience, then you can confidently pull the product. If you can sell to that audience, then awesome. You just sold as much as you could to that audience because they're the most targeted audience that could possibly exist on social media. So you guys really need to think about it in a smart way, because when you hear giveaway, I know you're thinking of the crappy giveaway you did or the crappy giveaways that you see where people get less than 50 followers and they don't even run a sale after. Okay, I'm not talking about that. The type of giveaway that I run, I call it my contest conversions method, where we're running ads to these markets that we're guessing on and we're saying, anyone who wants a specific offer, give us your email. Cool. For additional entries, follow us on Instagram. Do all of these other things. You can literally make it whatever you want. Review my podcast, whatever you want. Review my book on Amazon, whatever you want, okay? Whatever your company needs, you're going to put all of those as additional entries. So boom, you just take care of all that stuff. Then if it works, it works. Great. If it doesn't work, then you have all of this stuff that your company needed and you have conclusive data that it didn't work because you just advertised your product to the most targeted audience that could possibly exist because they entered to win your specific thing. And if they don't buy, you can confidently drop the product. So whether you're product testing or if you already know your offer works, then obviously you can do the giveaway and just expect a ton of sales at the end. If you don't know if your offer is going to work, then I just told you the situation of why it's perfect to run. And guys, that's why it's by far and away the most profitable thing that I've ever done in online marketing. I've been an online marketer for almost 3 years now, and I've tried everything under the sun. But still, luckily, guys, the most profitable thing that I've ever done is the thing that I pretty much invented. It's not invented originally, but the actual technical stuff behind it and the exact emails that I send out and everything like that is, you know, my baby and my origination, and I still have not gotten a higher ROI doing anything else. And even if it didn't work, like one time I had a product that we got conclusive data that it did not work, we still left with 2,500 new Instagram followers from that whole process. And I was like, cool, whatever. Now I can try to sell those people my other offers in the future. So if you want to learn how to run this model, click the link in my bio or the link in this description, okay? This is my 30-minute version of the training, okay? I have an hour and a half version as well. I'm going to link them both. If you want help with the technical side of things, if you want a full deep dive on how to do this, watch my free hour and a half training. If you already are pretty technically savvy and you get what I'm saying and you're just like, just show me a little bit more of like, what does this ad look like? Who am I running it to? What's the process on the sales thing? How long are we running this? If you want that kind of data and you're good, then watch the half hour training. And both are linked in the description. I think you guys are going to really love them. And yeah, at the end, if you want me to help you with it, there is a special offer and it's less than $1,000 too for me to actually make this with you. So if you want my help with it, then that will be offered to you at the end. But even if you don't want my help and you just want the free information, you're going to be very pleased with the amount of information that I give away on those trainings. So guys, that concludes this episode. One of the most advanced episodes that we've ever had, because it actually does involve, spending money on your business. And I really hope you're comfortable doing so, because that's what a business is. I appreciate you all so much. Love y'all. Talk to you soon.